Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Olympus Hill podcast. Today, we're going to do an NBA special based on NBA bubble return to Orlando. And I'm joined here today by our first-time guest, Eugene McCabe, who is going to be our only guest on this podcast today. And he's going to be focusing primarily, once we get the podcast back together more, on the NBA. He's a big Sacramento Kings fan from New York. I've known him since I was about 10. And Eugene, you want to go and introduce yourself real quick to
What should I say?
Just introduce yourself. Say, you know, what you're majoring in the college, anything you want to talk about, and you know, kind of, you know, what got you so interested in the NBA. I know you're a big Kings fan.
I mean, I haven't played basketball I played rugby for a little bit in college, but I never played basketball.
I don't know. It's sort of cool. I played basketball for fun. I love football, but like I never played competitively.
Yeah, I honestly just ended up becoming a Kings fan by chance, I guess. That's the best way to put it. The story is...
Yeah. How did you get so into the Kings? Because I know that growing up, we were always like playing 2K and stuff like that. But it was pretty interesting that you became like a very big Kings fan, probably in like high school, I'd say, something like that. How'd you get into that?
More or less, yeah. Because before high school, I wasn't really into sports at all.
Uh-huh.
Maybe around my sophomore year-ish, I'd say.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I remember in like when I was like 13, 14, I started to like the Kings a little bit just because I liked Tyreke Evans. It was a cool team to watch and play with on 2K and all that. It was fun. So, yeah, so before we get into basketball, we're going to focus more on the NFL once we get Marshawn and our new member Jared and Michael, of course. He would probably want me to talk about, I mean, I'll probably just go off this because now Eugene, you're not a big football guy, but yesterday we had a big trade in the NFL. Amongst other sports things. So Jamal Adams traded to my favorite team, the Seahawks, from Michael's team, the Jets, for two first-round picks and I believe another third-round pick, Bradley McDougald, and the Seahawks are obviously getting Jamal Adams, who's a top-five defensive player in the league, arguably, and a fourth-round pick. So my thoughts of this trade, I just want to go over it. I'm just going to rattle this off for 2-3 minutes, and then we'll get right into the NBA, because I just want to talk about it a little bit. So Jamal Adams, it's going to be pretty interesting. Now that I'm thinking about it, a little bit more hyped about this than I was about Jadeveon Clowney, which is insane, because he's an amazing player too. But Pete Carroll, with the way the Seahawks play defense, he's going to be able to move him around a lot. Jamal Adams, he's an amazing in-box safety, could play a little bit of linebacker, can rush the passer. I mean, the Seahawks, outside of last year, you know, we had like Rasheem Green, Jaron Reed had a bad year, not a bad year, but you know, suspended a little bit. It wasn't his best year, I guess. And Clowney was a presence off the edge. You know, it'd be cool to get him back, but we're going to see how the cap works out. But the Seahawks have had pass rushing issues. So Jamal Adams, it's not going to be what he's primarily do, but he's had 6.5 sacks last year. That's insane for a safety. And he's going to fill in one of the roles that one of my favorite all-time players, Cam Chancellor, did, which made teams afraid to go across the middle. And if Quinnen Dunbar, who had an idiotic robbery with the Giants corner, DeAndre Baker, if he can get back on the field, you know, Jamal Adams can make the Seahawks defense a force to be reckoned with. And it could potentially be as good as the 49ers. I don't think it's as good as the 49ers, but I think it could be close. And if the Seahawks offense is good as advertised and the offensive line's a little bit better, the defense will be so much better with this acquisition. And, yeah, I mean, Pete Carroll, he knows how to get defense players to play the best their abilities, and this is a big splash. And I was not expecting Jamal Adams to be a Seahawks. So, obviously, giving up two first-round picks is not ideal, but they're going to be picks in the 20s, we'll presume, as long as things don't go catastrophically wrong for the Seahawks. For the Jets, this is not a bad trade either. I mean, the Seahawks have had some issues drafting in the first round recently. We'll see how LJ Collier progresses. But, yeah, I think this is a good trade for both teams. The Jets will be able to, you know, build. Jamal Adams obviously did not want to be there. And, you know, building a young team like the Jets, you know, you're going to have to kind of get people who want to be there and get a positive attitude going. And we'll see if, you know, they progress and they use these picks well and they can actually become a contender, which they have a chance to do, you know, we'll see. But I think it was a good trade for both teams. And, you know, Jamal Adams, he's going to, again, like, not to overkill anything, but he's going to make the Seahawks so much better both in the pass and run game. He's going to be able to stop these short passes and stuff like that. And these third down situations, he's going to be able to really help the Seahawks, you know, get off the field on third down, which is one of our issues. And if the secondary, if Quentin Dunbar plays, and we see Marquise Blair maybe play in the slot, you know, they're going to be a lot better. So among other things to talk about in sports, I think we should move right on to the NBA. Sorry, Eugene, for ranting there. I do that a lot during these podcasts. I just go all in. So let's get into the NBA. And the first question I want to start before I go and pull up my phone here, look at the standings, because I follow the NBA, but not as profusely as I used to maybe as a kid. But the first thing I want to ask you, Eugene, and we didn't go over what we're going to talk about today, but one thing that was pondering in my mind, that'd be a cool question, is let's look at a team like the Boston Celtics. Now, one question I have is they're probably contenders, but are they title contenders? It's a mix, you know, and is Jason Tatum, who's a player that I want to talk about, is he an elite, like, tier one NBA player in your opinion, or is he still not there yet? Because I'm mixed on the guy. I mean, he's obviously
like, really good. Does he have potential? Is that what you're saying?
Like, right now, do you think he's at the same level as, let's say, I don't know, Paul George or Doncic?
That was something. I think he's potential to be, but at the moment, I don't know. To be totally honest with you.
Yeah, I think that he has a similar – he's actually a better defender than we thought, and I guess he has a similar frame and game to Melo with one of his comparisons coming out.
Like, on paper, he could be a pretty solid player. He's got this, you know, the height, the athleticism, all that. So, he could be.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see. I mean, he's averaging 23 a game. It's really good. I mean, with the team, there's Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, a few other guys. Do you think they're a legitimate title contenders in the East, let's say, to get past the Bucks? And I they could probably beat the Raptors or the Sixers. But do you think they're legitimate? Raptors
now? I mean, yeah, probably. I don't know if they can beat the Bucks, though. The Bucks are just...
Yeah.
If everything works like it should, the Bucks are scary.
For sure, yeah. I think off the top of your head, my title prediction was Lakers-Bucks. I'm going safe with that one. I think the Rockets could be a dark horse, and the Clippers are going to be dangerous. But who are you? What's your title prediction? What would you say just before we get into, you know, matchups and who we think are going to make the playoffs? Who would be your two teams?
Lakers?
Uh-huh.
Probably. I want to say Lakers. The Lakers-Bucks, that's a safe pick for the East.
Yeah, definitely. Who would you see winning that? That's a toss-up. I said it on one of our podcasts when we briefly went over the NBA that I'm not too sure to go with in that matchup. Well, what are you thinking with that? Because, I mean, it's really a toss-up. I think it comes down to health.
I mean, I don't know how to feel. Giannis is good with LeBron's and playing for, what, forever now? I'd still put my money on LeBron for now, even though he's getting up there.
Yeah, definitely. I think that if LeBron and Anthony Davis are playing to their full on potential, that they're going to be really dangerous, you know. And the one thing that does concern people, I guess, Avery Bradley apparently isn't playing.
I worry about other people, like, you know, your Caruso's, like, you know, more.
Yeah. I don't know, Caruso. I mean,
Rondo,
yeah. If they're just relying on Caruso, I mean, I haven't watched him play enough, but he's a nice role player. But, you know, they're going to need Kuzma to step up, I guess, and some of those other guys. I don't know if they're going to sign J.R. Smith. That'd be pretty interesting after the last time.
He may be on to the end of the playoffs. I don't know, though, how long the contract is.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's going to come down to, you know, obviously health. And if they get by the Clippers, Lakers, that's going to be a crazy series if they meet in the Western Conference Finals. You know, we'll see how these other young teams do. I mean, I'm still hopes for Portland to make the playoffs. I know you probably have dark horse hopes for the Kings. But let's talk about that 8 seed in the West, because that's something we're all interested in, I guess. What do you think? Who do you think is going to win that in an unbiased way? Or you can go biased. I don't really know. I guess the Grizzlies have like a 2.5 game lead, I want to say.
The Grizzlies? No.
It's like between the Grizzlies, Kings, mm-hmm. Blazers, and Pelicans.
Were the Blazers the ninth, according to this? Is this updated?
Blazers are the ninth, yes. I'm going to talk to real quick here. Yes, so the Blazers are three and a half games out. Blazers,
I don't know if everyone's healthy. Is Dame's out?
No. Dame should be back. I want to say, I mean, there's no reason for him not to be. I believe his injury wasn't that severe. So if he's back, I mean, that'll help. But yeah, it says the Blazers
three games out. They're missing Zier Little, Whiteside. They're on day-to-day. Swanigan's out. Ariza's out. Rodney Hood's out. I would say the Grizzlies right now. That's the easy pick. The Spurs aren't really, LaMarcus is gone. The Kings, no. The Pelicans, maybe, but I don't know.
I can see it, dude. Zion, if you look at his numbers, I mean, he's been pretty much the real deal. I mean, he's a great scorer. I don't know about his defense. I mean, obviously, the dude is the most hyped player we've seen since probably LeBron. It's crazy. But in terms of an overall, scoring presence, he could do it from pretty much from what I've seen. He could do it from all three levels, mid-range. He could shoot the three okay. I mean, it's not his strength. But then, obviously, he's an absolute, monster in the paint. You know, he's an amazing athlete and stuff like that. So I think, with Brandon Ingram, too, who I picked up in my fantasy basketball league, he's having a very good season. He's a very good all-around player. They got Lonzo. I don't know if Drew Holiday is still playing, if he's with them, but that could be a team. And with the Blazers, I think that for us, they're going to need, Nazir Little to step up. They're going to need Melo to play a good leadership role. They're going to need CJ McCollum to play like a star. We'll see how that goes.
I don't know if that's going to work, but we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the Kings. They're also a pretty solid all-around team. Is Bagley going to be back for this?
Nope. Another foot injury. He's out.
Yeah, it seems like. So what's the starting lineup going on for them? Because it seems like, De'Aaron Fox, is he having a good year? I think he's having a pretty good year, right?
Leg injury. He was off the bench last game, so it was like Corey Joseph, I think. Corey Joseph, Bielitsa, what's his face? Kent Bazemore. I'm trying to think who the two would be. I think it might have been Bogdanovich and then what?
Buddy Hill, is he gonna play?
Yes. Sometimes they bring him off the bench. I don't remember. They have to mix it up to account for all the missing players. So it's not really set in stone.
You guys have Harrison Barnes too, right?
Well, no. He's back. I think he came back in the past day or two. But he didn't play the last two games. So once he's back, he might start. I don't know. The minutes are kind of just flying, switching around.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like with the Kings, an issue when you have a team like Kings that have been struggling for many years, injuries are going to really hurt them. But it's definitely regardless. I think it's going to be a step for them in the right direction to at least be in the bubble. Try and make the playoffs, even if they don't. This type of experience of playing these type of pressured games might help their team. Hopefully, Bagley gets healthy, and we'll see. I don't know what their cap situation is, what's going to go on going forward. I don't know if Buddy Hield's number one caliber player, but what's your opinion on their core? I mean, it seems like right now they're kind of in the mix of being decent, but at the same time, it's better than being a bad team.
I mean, Bagley, if he's actually develops, okay, fine. But right now, he's potential, but he's always hurt.
Yeah. Fox,
legit, Buddy, he can shoot well. Other than that, if he's not shooting, he's not amazing at anything else, he's fine. Bogdanovich, he's okay, so in,
Did they trade for Bogdanovich? How'd they get him? Didn't he sign like a big deal with the Pacers, I want to say, or?
I forgot.
He was with the Jazz, and then he was with maybe the
Pacers. They got the rights to him in some kind of trade. He came from overseas. From, I believe he was playing in Turkey. But, yeah, no.
No. But Donovich, he's been in the NBA, though, for, like, 7+ years, I want to say.
We played overseas and playing basketball for a while, but he hasn't been in the NBA for all that long. He's been playing basketball for, you know, most of his life overseas. Regardless, like, he's all right. Maybe 15 points, 16 points a game, you know, a couple assists, decent shooting. He's not great. Barnes is good, but he's nothing. He's just a decent starter. So I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what happens going forward with them. But seems like there's something to be, you know, hopeful for. You know, they're growing. They seem to be well coached, I guess. And you know, De'Aaron Fox seems like a good leader for that team too. Probably. Would you say he's the Kings' best player? I'd say probably, right?
Yeah, and I would say honestly, as far as impact goes, Rashawn was the second most impactful before the injury.
Yeah,
just because he actually made them decent on defense.
This Rashawn Holmes we're talking about?
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of surprising to say, but he's surprisingly good compared to the other big men. Because Dwayne Dedman was.
Is he a center though, or is he like a power just forward? Center.
Okay, he's not very big, but he's like what, 6'9", 6'10", on a good day.
Can
he's
he like, shoot?
He's got, what?
Can he shoot at all? It seems like all takes me that.
He's kind of got like a weird push shot he can do. So mid range, more yes. Threes, no, not really. And then he can just dunk and, you know, athletic stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go over some potential playoff matchups in the West, and then we'll quickly spin over the East. So let's look at the Mavericks. You think they can make an impact this year? I think that Doncic seems like he's a must-watch TV type of player. You know, he's got defensively, he seems like he has issues, but everywhere else, he seems like an absolute monster. So you think the Mavericks can make some noise this year?
I mean, yeah, because he may not be a great defender, but you can cover with that with role players to a certain point. So I'm not too worried. Because everything else that he brings is, you bring so much offense to the table, offense, playmaking, that kind of thing. You know, it's not going to kill you, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So there's them, then the Rockets team that I want to go over. I think that, you know, Westbrook and Harden, that's a wild card in this whole thing. I think that I really like both those players. You know, Russell Westbrook's an insane competitor. And I guess they traded for Robert Covington, who's a really good defender, good 3-and-D guy. And James Harden is always, you know, he's been a disappointment in the playoffs, but he's a very good player. I think the Rockets could be a, could, if they play the Clippers in the second round or something, they have good shots, upset them. I think that I trust them as the third team I take in the West over Denver and Utah. I think that they have more star power, which in some ways is a little bit overrated. But I think, you know, this could be they could have a good shot this year. What are you thinking with that? Because I mean, they have no size, but besides that, you know, they have a lot of star power.
A bunch of like multi-position defenders, and then I don't know about Harden, but if Westbrook actually, you know, plays well, sure, I could see it. I don't know. I think the Nuggets could be really good, though. I'm conflicted on that.
Yeah, the Nuggets. That's a they're pretty young though, and I guess you know what, Jokic. Last year in the playoffs against the Blazers and in general, you know, he was dominant, just a real good player. And I'm looking at their roster, you know, they have a lot of solid players. They have Gary Harris, you know.
I mean, I don't think they can win a title though, but that's, so, you know, to clarify, they're good, but I don't know if they can win it.
Well, coach, that's the main thing about Denver, I guess. But we're going to go and see, I guess. I've heard that, you know, Jokic, he's lost some weight or whatever. We'll have to see if he's going to be.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good and a bad thing. You know, it's going to help his
Of course, it's going to help him.
All that, but his endurance. But at the same time, you know, we'll see. He's a good shooter, a great passer for big, though. I think he's one of the more skilled players we have out there. So as someone who doesn't really like the Denver Nuggets, I'd say that I got to respect, you know, Jokic's game. He's a beast. And then what were you saying?
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. And then we have the Clippers. I mean, that's going to be Kawhi if he plays like he did last year in the playoffs. And Lou Williams had a scandal, some off-the-court issue. There was a strip club or something stupid. So hopefully, you know, as long as he doesn't miss games, they're going to be pretty dominant. They have a good roster. Wait.
But is he able to play, though? That's the thing.
He has the quarantine that day, so there's that. But he'll be able to play for the playoffs, I would assume.
Oh, okay. I mean, because if they're missing people, I don't know. On paper, sure, I would say they're the second team in the West. But, you know, if something happens where they go over the bubble and they can't play, well, then that's going to really mess up all my takes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So do you think Paul George and Kawhi play well together? I think their other pieces are really good, you know, because they made the playoffs last year. Montrezl Harrell, Lou Williams, Landry Shamet, all these guys. These guys can obviously make an impact. Their bench is going to be pretty stacked. But do you think that Paul George and Kawhi will play well together? Or do you think Paul George will have another playoff? I don't know. It's kind of biased. It's actually kind of like, it's not really fair for me to say that he's a playoff choker, but he's had some moments.
Well, it kind of disappears a little bit. I mean, Kawhi, I'm not worried about. Paul George, if I had to say pick one out of the two, I would say that could go quiet. I would put my money on Paul George. So, yeah. I'm almost positive Kawhi is going to be good because he's Kawhi. I mean, the role players, I'm expecting them to be good too. But I don't know about Paul George. He's a question mark.
Yeah, I think he did play well in the last year's series against the Blazers for the Thunder. But at the same time, he had a 5-point performance in Utah. He's a hit and miss guy. I think that a lot of people expected Paul George to be. He's had a very good career, but to have an even better, you know, better career, especially in the playoffs. So we'll see. You know, this is his chance to really earn the title. I think this is the first time he's been on a legitimate, like stacked team. Because yeah, Oklahoma City, you know, him and Westbrook were good, but I don't think they were really ever gonna be. So we'll see there. Then the last teams that we have in the West, we have the Jazz. I don't know, the Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert things can go down. Because
is Boyan playing?
No, they're both playing now. They both gave the team coronavirus, which was pretty idiotic. I think he's learned from that, obviously. So can't hate on him for that. But do you think they're going to be a stack team? I mean, they got Mike Conley, who's a good player.
It depends. Because yeah. I'm looking at a list of injuries right now, just so I can get an idea of who's going to be on the active roster. So let me just check. I believe the last time I checked, it said Boyan was out. But let me just confirm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. We were talking. Wait, I thought, yeah, Bogdanovich on the Jazz. I thought you said he was on the Kings.
Yeah, no. Well, they're both Bogdanoviches, but they're
Boyan. Okay, there's two of them. Yeah, that's my bad then.
Where is it? Nuggets.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Jazz here. They have
trying to find the Jazz.
Let's see. I'll check for you. I think I have the roster. I think they're pretty much healthy. Seems like. Yeah. Besides Emmanuel Mudiay and
Boyan, Nigel Williams and Mudiay. So I mean, besides that, sure. Even though, the quote-unquote big three of Mitchell, Conley, and Gobert. Yeah.
Getting Mike Conley was a little bit, he's good, but he's not going to. And Mike Conley, age 32, isn't really going to take them.
Yeah, so. I mean, they have Joe Ingles, but. So can they make some noise? Yes. Are they a legitimate title team? No.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy Gobert's a force defensively, and Donovan Mitchell, he's a little bit of a wild card, but the good thing, the one thing I could say about Donovan Mitchell, he's pretty competitive. I don't know if you've seen it, but when I've watched the play, you know, he can, I don't know, he's never, I don't think he's ever going to be, you know, tier one, like, Harden type of star or whatever, but I think he, you know, he puts up a battle whenever he's playing against, you know, other top players in different ways. You know, he's a good defender, good scorer, can put up big numbers. So, yeah, so I think, you know, we'll see. And, yeah, and the last team's the Thunder, who I think a lot of people are expecting to be tanking, you know. I don't think they're going to do much, but it's pretty good coaching, I guess, for Billy Donovan to get that team to be 40-24 right now.
I think everyone's healthy. I'm just double-checking, but I feel like they were better than everyone thought they would be, to be totally honest with you. Because, like, yeah, Chris Paul's old. He's not going to do anything. Gilgeous Alexander's too young, you know. He can't so Gallinari, you know, can't actually be decent. So they did a lot better than I thought they would, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, definitely. They, yeah, I mean, they have a lot of good young players. You know, Andre Robertson is still a good defender. Dennis Schroeder off the bench, solid. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander seems like he has the potential to be a top five, top 10 point guard one day. I mean, yeah, he has a lot of potential. You know, the guy's still super young. And, yeah, I mean, they seem like they've got a good all-around team. You know, Steven Adams is still pretty good. I mean, all these teams in the West, like, it's pretty stacked. I mean, just in terms of, like, good to great players, you know, there's a lot of them out there. So now we're going to go to the East, and I think it's pretty dry and, sorry, I don't know why I said dry. It's pretty, you know, standard with the East. I think, you know, there's probably, you know, four teams you could realistically make it. I don't think the Heat can realistically make it to the finals. I think they've got a good core, good young core, good roster. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo's been having a good year. They've got a lot of
players. I think that he can make some noise.
Yeah, definitely. I think they, Tyler Herro is pretty interesting. Jimmy Butler, them getting him. I mean, Jimmy Butler's in the same category as Paul George, in my opinion. He's good, not great. I mean, he's great, not superstar, I shouldn't say. Obviously, he's a great player. What do you think about the Heat real quick, just because that's an interesting roster, you know?
So they're good. I'm just worried. Like, I don't know how good their role players are going to be. So how good are Iggy's going to be, or Jay Crowder's, that kind of thing. I mean, I watched them play the Kings, and they were good. But that was one scrimmage game. So, you know, it's not – maybe they'll get better in the playoffs. I don't know. It depends.
They have yeah, they got Myers Leonard. He was pretty clutch for the Blazers last year. Kelly Olynyk. I mean, it seems like they've got a lot of guys come off the bench who could just be pretty decent, you know.
Iggy's off the bench. Yeah. So, yeah.
Goran Dragic still putting up 16 a night. That's crazy for how long he's been a solid player. That could be interesting, you know.
Oh, yeah, they have Chris Nunn, I think. Is that his name is?
He was good. Yeah, it's crazy. I was watching him in college at Michigan, I guess. I mean, you could have thought, like nobody really thought this guy would be anything, and he seems to be one of the best shooters in the league, even though I'm not a Michigan fan or anything. I used to watch him, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, he was undrafted or whatever, but to be doing this well, you know, credit to him. You know, I got to give it out to that guy. He seems like he's a great shooter. Then Tyler Herro seems like a good all-around player. So, that could be dangerous. Yeah.
I agree. I think the Pacers could be interesting, but I don't think they're actually going to be – they can actually compete for a title.
Yeah. I mean, just off the casual NBA fan, which I think I call myself now because I don't, you know, watch it in the regular season as much as I should, I guess, or whatever, you know, watch the occasional game here and there. But when you look at the Pacers roster, sure, it's good, but it's pretty meh, you know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, getting Malcolm Brogdon is good. He's a very good all-around player. Jeremy Lamb, I guess, from Charlotte, he'll be decent. Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo's back.
I mean, they have five good, like,
CJ Warren, or TJ Warren's pretty decent. I mean,
who's this Goja Bitadze guy? I mean, I don't know if he's going to play. This he seems like an interesting prospect. He's a 7-footer.
And this Miles Turner. So I don't know. We'll see. Oh, they also have Jakar Sampson, but you know he's not going to make much noise.
That's an interesting one. You know, the Nets, I think that we can. Kyrie seems to not want to play. You know, that guy's a.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Nets are not a team anymore. They're just like, well, they have. I think they picked up Michael Beasley, so I think you can count them out at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Nets, you know, a lot of my friends are Nets fans or whatever, but thing about it is that I don't know if Kyrie, as talented as he is, Kyrie and KD, those guys, I don't know if their personalities are going to work out. I think Kevin Durant, if he comes back to the form he is, they actually will have a shot because KD is outside of LeBron. I'm just going to go and say it. People could disagree with me. And maybe Kobe, of course, you know, rest in peace. But outside of those two, straight up, you know, Kevin Durant, last 20 years, best player not named LeBron. Or Kobe, we could say, in the NBA. I don't know if you agree with that. Yeah. He's so good when healthy. He was probably the catalyst for the Warriors winning back-to-back titles. I think they still probably had a good shot. But I think, you know, he's insane. People say Curry changed the game. I think that Kevin Durant's probably a better player than Curry. If he comes back, you know, the Nets will be in good shape, but right now, I don't think they're going to make too much noise during this playoff run, and hopefully they find a coach for their sake. So
other players, too. So there's, like, you know, of course you have the KDs, but then it's like, what, Garrett Temples? I mean,
KD is not going to play. Kyrie doesn't seem to want to play. And
you know what I'm saying? When they're healthy during the regular season, like, they're good, but, like, right now, I mean, if they keep some of the guys, but like what, Lance Thomas, Justin Anderson, Tyler Johnson, Beasley, like, it's not really, you know.
What about they have the couple of European guys who are interesting, my friends are saying?
Yeah, but I mean, besides that, like, the big name players, the rest isn't.
Caris LeVert's been a good player. I mean,
But I'm saying besides that, like, once you start getting, like, you know, past.
Nah, nothing. Rodian's
past, coming up. Top tier guys. It kind of gets just like, yeah, there's Dinwiddie too, but after that, you know, Jared Allen, I'll say. But yeah.
I mean, Dazan Musa, Kurix, or whatever these guys, you know, they're not really putting up. I'm just looking quickly at numbers right now. You know, they're not doing enough for me to. I mean, they're not playing much.
I would say they're elite.
They're not. DeAndre Jordan's good, but I don't even know how good he is at this point. You know, he's just he's a vet at this point. He's not a.
That's none of them are elite talent. They're going to be decent players, though, but, nah. Can they win a title with that? I don't know.
Yeah, so, we're going to have to say sorry, Nets fans, but next year, if KD and Kyrie are both healthy, I mean, that's pretty dangerous. You know, you got a Kyrie, arguably the best point guard in the game, with Curry and Lillard neck and neck and neck. I mean, that's so close. I mean, whatever, you can say Curry if you want, but who knows? I mean, him and Dame are probably, you know, tied. I don't know. It's tough. I mean, I have a Blazers fan bias of saying Dame is unreal, but it's probably neck and neck there. So we're gonna go and see with that, and let's go over a few more teams here. The Celtics, one team we talked about. I'm looking at their roster, and Kemba Walker is a guy that they added in the offseason, and he seems like he's basically a slightly less talented Kyrie, who is actually a good teammate, and basically that. So, what are you thinking about the
Celtics here? I like them. I'm just, Jason Tatum's good, Kyrie's good, but just who's the third? Who would be the third option? Be Jaylen Brown? I don't know. Gordon Hayward? I don't. Is he fully recovered?
He's fully recovered. I don't know if he's the same player that he was, you know,
But two good players. Who's their third option? Because Al Horford's gone. He was good.
Yeah, I mean, Jaylen Brown's having a good season, I think. Jaylen Brown, he's a, yeah, Jaylen Brown, he's averaging 20, and he's a good defender. I mean, that guy, He could play. I mean, if he could can, you know, Giannis for a little bit, you know, we'll see if they're going to put him, or I don't think they're going to put Tatum on Giannis. They probably need him too much offensively, but.
Well, as a title team, I don't know if you can win Jaylen Brown as third option. I don't know. I wouldn't say right now, at least. Maybe they're going to, at his very peak, but which I don't know what that is, but I wouldn't say right now.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll see. You know, their bench is good, not great. They've got Romeo Langford. He's unproven. Big-time recruit out of high school. Well, I'm not going to talk too much about Romeo Langford right now, considering he's averaging 2.6 points per game. Can't be all that. But we'll see. Carson Edwards was good at Purdue. I mean, I liked him coming out, but he's not really playing.
Cantor? I don't also trust Cantor. Cantor would not be like...
Enes Kanter is an awesome player in the NBA, though. I really like Enes Kanter. He's a good dude, too. And I think I met him once at the when I was a kid, we were walking by the Westin in Times Square. We used to meet all the NBA players. I don't know if you were with us, Eugene, but Enes Kanter is a super cool dude and a good all-around player. Hasn't been really worthy of three pick, but still. Oh, Grant Williams out of Tennessee, you know, that's a... I mean, these are all young guys who aren't getting minutes, so they're unproven. That's going to be the wild card for the Celtics. You know, if these guys can help them out, we'll see. Then, real quick, we're going to go over the Toronto Raptors. What's your opinion on them? They seem to have just a lot of good, not great players, and you know, they won't have any champions. So, got to talk about them.
It's about the same coach. I mean, yeah, sure, they lost Kawhi. So Gasol's still there. Siakam's still there. Van Fleet's still there. I don't know. I know Siakam's good. Nick Nurse's coaching is great. But I don't know. I think they can make noise, but they can't, you know, they can't win a title again unless they play, like, perfect basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. After
get hot the time. Basketball.
Beating the Raptors, that's going to be... We're gonna need to see Siakam become a tier one star, and I mean,
yeah,
if he turns into literally Kawhi Leonard, then we'll see.
Basically, yeah, but it's not.
The last team we'll go over here that's somewhat interesting in the East would be the Sixers, I guess. You know, Ben Simmons, we saw him shooting some threes in games now. I don't think that's gonna be too much of an interest. They still have JJ Redick; he's good. Embiid is an absolute monster. I really like Embiid. I mean, he's inconsistent and injury prone, but he's an awesome player. And Tobias Harris, think they have any chance? I mean, they're probably the Rockets are dark horse in the East or in the West. A lot of people are going to say the Sixers. They could.
I think they're good, but just their big two players are good, but Horford's good. I don't know. You know, I don't know how he's going to be as good as he used to be, but he can be something. But I don't know. It was Tobias Harris is a good third option. He's a good offensive player, but I don't know. I don't feel like he's the right person to compete for a title with.
Yeah, and did they get? Did they make a trade with the Rockets for Robert Covington, or was that? Or maybe it was on the. I know they traded Capella's on the Hawks now, but trying to think. Do you remember where Covington? I know he's a former Sixer, but was he a part of that trade, or did he go to Atlanta?
It might have been because he's. I think he was on Minnesota before that, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, he was on
Minnesota. Philly, that's from Philly.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler, yeah. So he has nothing to do with that, but. JJ Redick off the bench. That's going to be interesting. And
JJ's good.
Yeah. And they don't have folks. So who do you think is going to be the Eastern Conference Finals? I'm going to go, I have to guess off the top of my head, I'm going, I got to give the Celtics and Bucks. You know, I mean, I want to say the Raptors. I really do. But I think I got to get Celtics Bucks here.
I will say, Bucks and let's see. This, I want to say Bucks Sixers. It's probably going to be Bucks Celtics.
Yeah, definitely. So, anyways, the last thing we're going to go over here to wrap things up for our first NBA podcast, and we'll probably come back to this once we get the real playoff bracket set. Who is your MVP and Rookie of the Year? That's a good way to end this, I think.
Rookie of the Year? I don't even remember who's in the running.
That's John Morant and Zion, pretty much, would be the two main guys.
I think it's a toss-up between the two. I don't really know. Yeah.
Jaws played more games, and, you know, he's had a really nice rookie season. But
but you know how the hype gets, so I could see
him as that. One thing that I was listening to on the Herb, John Morant hasn't had a 30-point game yet, so that could hurt him. But at the same time, he's a point guard, and he's leading the Memphis Grizzlies to the playoffs. So if I had to go with it, I'd say John Morant because of the amount that he's played. But if Zion somehow gets into the playoffs, then that opinion might change. Okay. And MVP, I'm going to go I like LeBron. You know, LeBron was probably one of the first players that got me into basketball. And I've still been a LeBron fan all these years or whatever. I'm not like going to say that I'm a root for LeBron's team, whatever. I'm not a Lakers fan. I used to like LeBron when he was on the Cavs originally. That was the real OG LeBron, 2007 against the Celtics, all that. That was, those were the times. But if I had to go with my MVP, I'm still going to go Giannis. I think, you know, the way this Bucks have been running this year, LeBron is AD. Like, Giannis is Chris Middleton. I don't know. I think that I'm going to give the edge to Giannis there. But I think LeBron, you know, people are going to say he's led a non-playoff team to the first seed. But having Anthony Davis by his side is Anthony Davis is probably arguably a top five player right now. So who would you go with in that MVP discussion?
I guess the easy pick would be LeBron, but I can see it going to Giannis.
Yeah. I mean, Doncic is also a dark horse, I guess, but I don't know if he's the numbers for it.
Yeah, but the hype also goes into it, too. And I guess, just how this jump, I think, deserves it more, I feel like people could buy into the hype and Zion gets it. So I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
Luke is one of the most hyped prospects since out of Europe since ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. So, yes, I think we covered a lot of good points here. I'm looking forward to these games coming up on Thursday. It should be good to get back to the NBA. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. Eugene, you have any final thoughts about what to look forward to before we wrap things up?
I just want to see if these scrimmage games wrap up, but nothing real, you know, nothing major.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. We get it back. You know, we got baseball last week. We're hearing more about college sports, which we'll be discussing on further podcast. And I want to thank everybody for joining in today. And hopefully you guys enjoyed our little NBA preview. We're going to have a more solidified one once the actual playoff bracket comes in. But I think everyone can be happy that, you know, sports are coming back. Obviously, we hope everybody is staying safe during the pandemic. And we hope we really enjoy it. You really enjoyed this podcast. So anyways, thank you very much and have a good one. All right.